Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom.
To reducing. So hello and a royal welcome to the orange juice drinkers, the celery eaters, the electric vibrator sufferers, and the beefsteak craggers. Honestly, with the wave of dieting going the rounds, a lady isn't fashionable unless she's hungry. Take my aunt, for instance. She was so fat that when she got married, the wedding guests threw puffed rice at her. She was built sort of in terraces, and her chin was published in 3 editions. You never could tell what wrinkle she was going to open to talk. Well, she asked her husband if he wanted her to reduce, to cut down expenses. Well, he was an old sea captain, and he said he'd never desert a sinking shape. Don't shoot. So she began to take diets and treatments, and you should have seen it work. Why, inside of a month, she looked like a toy balloon with half the air let out. And within 2 months, she could use her elbow for a can opener. I want you to know she was so thin. This kills me. She was so thin that she could wear a double-barreled shotgun for riding breeches. But enough of my chatter. Let somebody talk who really knows about reducing. A man who has reduced so much that the battleship he has tattooed on his chest looks like a rowboat. Here he is, Dick Faber.
You know, I thank you ever so much. Everybody, you know, when they speak of reducing, it always kind of embarrasses. After all, my wife. Now, there's a woman that really should reduce. After all, she just weighs about a half a pound less than a truck now, see? And boy, it's, every time she gets up in a streetcar, 4 men can sit down. It's embarrassing, you know, and she can't get any clothes to fit her anymore. And not that since Omar the tent maker went out of business, see? And my brother John, he never could figure out why I ever married a woman so big, see? But I'm no fool, you know. After all, if she gets any bigger, I'm going to put a pair of headlights on her and send her out as an 8th Avenue bus, see? Oh, and now she's taking a bicycle ride. Isn't that cute? Bicycle. She's fallen off quite a lot, see? Oh, yeah, she's doing right well with that and the difference in families. Now, you take her sister, Anne. Now, there's a girl that's so skinny that, boy, if it wasn't for her Adam's apple, she wouldn't even have a shape. I'm telling you, it's awful. And it seems like it's my wife's belief, you know, that makes her suffer the way she does. She believes she can wear a number 2 shoe and a number 9 foot, and that can't be done, you know. After all, it's every time at home when she walks up and down the stairs. It's just like a steam shovel in action in the house. It's terrible. I don't know what to do about it, you know. It just says she don't, well, eating. There's a woman that eats, you know. She's like a vulture, you know, a peck at a time, see. Oh, she's really a novelty, I'm telling you. And last summer when we went down to our summer home, you know, down on the lake, first day we were there, everybody got mad at us, see. My wife had a fall in the lake, you know, and 16 cottages started to float right away, see. And, oh, it was a sad affair, you know. A beautiful place down there, though. Wonderful place for a picnic, you know. 50 million ants can't be wrong, you know, And it's a swell place. Nobody ever gets sick. Nobody ever dies. In fact, they had to shoot a couple of guys last year to start a cemetery down there. And it's a great place for horseback riding. I said to Porky, well, that's my wife, you know, Porky. I said, now I'm going to get you a horse. So I went down to the corral to buy a horse, see? And I walked out with the horse. The horse fell down, see? And I went back to the man. I said, hey, you got to give me another horse right away. And I brought that horse out, and that horse fell down, see? And I was pretty mad by this time. So I said to the guy, I said, now listen, I want a horse right away. And he said, well, young fella, I'll tell you what you do. You go in and take any horse you want, but don't take the big one in the middle or they'll all fall down.
Art Ross singing about a cowlegiate girl. Gee, but you're so well.
I have no flowery words at my command to express my feeling for you. Though I'm no orator, you'll understand when I say in my own little way. Be but you swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious, too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew. You've got just what it takes. And I'll admit I get the luckiest praise. And I mean lucky, or what else could it be? When a girl like you loves me, I mean it honestly. Gee, but you're swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. About the grandest thing that I ever knew. You've got just what it takes. And I'll admit I get the luckiest praise. And I mean lucky, or what else could it be? When a girl like you loves me, I mean it honestly. Gee, but you're well.
Are you the golfing instructor?
Yes, madam, I am.
Well, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Smith Within.
Is that possible?
I'm interested in reducing.
Mm-hmm.
My family doctor says I'm just built for golf. What do you think?
Well, ma'am, I'd say you were just built. Now, just take that driver from the caddy there and let me see you take a swing at that dandelion. I want to get a line in your form.
I trust you know where to draw the line, sir.
Take the club and swing.
All right, now don't look. Will you? Don't look. Turn your back. Let me take a practice swing first. I want to be at my best. The first impression is so important, don't you think, Professor?
Oh, go ahead. Shoot. My back's turned. Tell me when you're ready.
Now, here I go. Knees together. Feet far apart. Head up. One, two, three.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The club slipped out of my hand. Did I kill you?
No, not quite.
Well, better luck next time.
Yeah, well... All right, here's your club. Now swing again while I'm looking at you. I'd rather look death in the face than have it sneak up behind me like that.
Oh, now you're laughing at me.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
One, two, three. That was much better, wasn't it?
Yeah, you missed me.
Well,
in the first place, you broke your driver. The next place, you had the wrong end of the club.
Oh, isn't that big knob meant to hang on to?
Oh, Say, did you go in for the hammer throw in college?
No.
You should have. With your spin, either you or the hammer would have gone a long way.
Oh.
Now, look, in golf, you do it different. You don't spin around and let go. The idea is to hit the ball. Now, watch me, like this.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah, okay, all right. Go ahead and do it.
Look out, here I go.
Hey, what are you trying to do, put out a fire? You're not driving stakes. The idea is to hit the ball into the air, not hammer it into the ground. Come on. Let me show you first how to grip your club.
All right.
Now, you put your hand right there. No,
yes.
No. Now, move your thumb over that. There, that's it.
Your hand's like ice.
Yeah, I don't expect to live long. Now, look where I'm standing. Heel of the left foot on the line of the ball. You see that?
What ball?
The ball you're going to hit.
Flatterer.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm just a liar. Now, watch how I start my... Here. Stand up straighter, straighter. We're not playing leapfrog.
Sir!
And do you see that there?
Why, yes. Yeah,
that's a golf ball. Hit it.
Well, I'll try. Stand back. Where's the caddy gone?
Oh, he's in that tree over there.
Tree? What tree?
Over there.
What's he doing that for?
Oh, it's one of the rules.
Well, here goes. Yeah. One, two...
You better count five this time.
What would happen if I counted 10?
I'd be up in the tree with a caddy.
Well, stand back. One, two, three, four, five.
Four.
Oh, I hit it.
Lady, my hat's off to you. You've done the impossible. You've knocked that caddy clean off the tree.
And now the Hallelujah Quartet in one of their favorite and best-known songs, Who Built the Ark?
Animals coming in one by one, a cow chewing on a caraway bun. Animals coming in two by two, a rhinoceros and a kangaroo. Animals coming in three by three, a bear, bat, and a bumblebee. Animals coming in four by four,
Noah, holler, go shut that door.
Animals coming in five by five, thus the animals did arrive.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, animals coming in six by six, the hyena laughed at the monkey's tricks. Animals coming in seven by seven,
said the ant to the elephant, who's you shoving?
Animals coming in eight by eight, Noah hollered, go shut that gate. Animals coming in nine by nine, one giraffe lingered way behind. Animals coming in ten by ten, a bow-legged rooster and a knock-kneed hen. Animals coming in 11 by 11.
Come on, children, let's go to heaven. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Comedy Kingdom leaves the subject of reducing with one last observation. Remember, ladies, there is no reducing exercise as good as pushing back from the dinner table and shaking the head from left to right.